GMO or no? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Research from the University of Missouri lab of Dr. Melissa Mitchum employs a technique called gene editing. Dr. Mitchum's trying to find a way to interrupt specific biological processes and enhance a plant's resistance to invasion by the nematode. I asked her if this is essentially genetic modification, as in GMO.
There are new approaches that have come out in more recent years that are called genome editing tools that will hopefully allow us to do it in a way that is not genetically modified or considered genetically modified. So there's multiple approaches one can use to do this. And also we can take advantage of natural genetic variation. It's a genetic modification. So you're still making a modification to the gene in the plant, but you're able to get the transgene back out. You go in, you manipulate a target gene genetically, and then you remove the transgene. So it's no longer a transgenic plant, but it retains that modification that you made. Whereas with a genetically modified plant, if you think about genetic engineering, there may be a case where you actually take a gene from another organism and you put it into the plant. That's one example. Or you take a gene from another plant, like they take a gene from potato and you put it in soybean, and so you put a transgene into the plant. That's different. The genome editing allows you to go in, make a modification to a target gene within the plant itself, and it's not transgenic. There's no transgene.
And thus, as you just heard, no GMO. David Sparks.